This episode of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine was made possible by contributions from slaves like you. Spanky very much.
Leaders are calling to arm citizens in West Memphis after the increasing number of black men shot by white police officers in the United States. They claim they can increase gun ownership without increasing crime.
Hubert Bass, founder of the Crittenden County Justice Commission, is joining Africa in calling for black people to arm themselves.
It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
Good morning, slaves, and welcome to another edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine, the most inspiring show for police departments everywhere.
Hey! 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 What are you doing? What are you doing?
What?
You're doing some cool ass shit. That's what you're doing.
Yeah, man, help me out.
I'm your host, Stimulator, and after a week on the road meeting and gangsta chilling with rad peeps on the Pacific coast of Turtle Island, I got back to Montreal late last week, just in time to grab my camera, some goggles, and my red General Strike Speedo, and hit the pavement for my favorite annual holiday, motherfucking May Day. With the Quebec student strike starting to hit a bit of a lull, radicals in Montreal were looking forward to the promise of high-energy actions and clashes with the fuzz. The day started off with a number of anti-austerity rallies, marches, bank occupations, and work stoppages. But shit really kicked off around 7 p.m. with a series of decentralized night demos called by the troublemakers of Montreal's Anti-Capitalist Convergence, or CLAC. The Montreal Popo declared these protests illegal pretty much immediately, and like the trigger-happy fucking psychopaths that they are, began indiscriminately firing shit tons of tear gas into busy downtown streets, gassing dozens of shocked bystanders, including many parents and small children. On one of Montreal's main shopping strips, Rue Saint-Catherine, pigs fired a tear gas canister that ended up burning through the hood of a vehicle containing a woman and her two kids, who were then helped out of their car by protesters and rushed to a hospital. Despite the heavy use of tear gas, militants soon took control of the streets and exacted their revenge, smashing up to seven pit cruisers and injuring five cops. But of course, the ruckus wasn't limited to Montreal. In Milan, intense street battles erupted between black-clad militants and the decked-out porcos of the Italian Carabinieri. Comrades in Italy were particularly pissed off at their government's decision to mar their annual May Day celebrations with the opening of Expo Milan, an international capitalist trade show, and by their attempt to establish no-go zones to secure areas of the city from protests.
Affangula!
The motherfucking resistance responded to this provocation exactly as you've expected, by pelting pigs with rocks and Molotov cocktails, smashing banks and setting shit on fire. In Istanbul, militants bravely squared off against 20,000 police officers armed with water cannons, tear gas, and rubber bullets. In a day of running street battles, protesters fought back with projectiles and erected flaming barricades in an attempt to fight their way to Taksim Square. In Seoul, 100,000 protesters took to the streets to protest government austerity measures and to demand justice for 300 people killed when a ferry capsized last year. When cops tried to box the demonstrations in with police buses, members of South Korea's famously militant trade unions whipped out some rope and engaged the pigs in an epic game of tug-of-war. In Oakland, thousands of longshore workers took the day off and joined a massive demonstration denouncing wage inequality and racist police violence. After nightfall, things got rowdy, with demonstrators smashing their way into a car dealership and fucking up over 100 cars.
If there's any more stock film of women applauding, I shall clear the court!
Shit also popped off in Seattle, where militants faced off against a squadron of armored bike cops. Things escalated quickly when militants began tossing projectiles such as rocks, flares, and firecrackers at police lines, who responded with dozens of flashbang grenades. Shit continued all day and into the evening with attacks on a local media van, and three cops ending up in the hospital with serious injuries. Dozens of other cities saw large demonstrations, including but not limited to Vancouver, Toronto, Los Angeles, New York, Havana, Santiago, Caracas, Bogota, Athens, Barcelona, London, Paris, Berlin, Kiev, Moscow, Beirut, Hong Kong, Manila, Kuala Lumpur, Jakarta, Taipei, and Phnom Penh. That's right. Just as capitalism is a global system, so too is the motherfucking resistance.
Stim? That's all well and good, but when the fuck are you gonna talk about—
Chill the fuck out, agitator. I was just getting to that. A recurring theme of May Day demonstrations across the United States this year was support for the Baltimore Uprising, which erupted following the death of 25-year-old Freddie Gray, who was arrested on April 12th and succumbed a week later to injuries he sustained while in the custody of Baltimore Swinist.
Hands up! Don't shoot! Hands up! Don't shoot!
After 3 days of mounting peaceful protests on April 22nd, Maryland state troopers were called in and started making arrests. This decision backfired in a serious fucking way when the next day a switch got flipped, and Baltimore residents' long simmering resentment from decades of racist police terror ignited a righteous explosion of collective rage. What followed were the most intense riots that the city has seen since the assassination of Martin Luther King.
Oh dear, what the fuck have we here? These motherfuckers all throwing no rolls. These guys with a bad dream better not sleep. They can know they'll do some blow. Oh shit.
Police lines were relentlessly attacked. Dozens of cruisers were smashed up and lit on fire. Parasitic right-wing media pundits were called out and chased off.
Because I want you and Fox News to get out of Baltimore City. Because you're not here reporting about the boarded up homes and the homeless people under MLK.
A CVS drugstore was smashed up, ransacked, and put to the torch, along with numerous other businesses. A crowd of drunk baseball fans hurling racist slurs had their asses handed back to them, and all told, nearly 100 pigs were injured over the course of a week.
Thank you.
Residents defied a state order curfew and the arrival of the National Guard. Even two fucking police horses were liberated and ridden off into the sunset.
It's Baltimore, gentlemen. The guards will not save you.
It's been fucking beautiful to watch and deeply, deeply inspiring. And while the unrest in Baltimore seems to have peaked off for now, with the announcement of the filing of criminal charges against the six police officers who killed Freddie Gray, it's clear that the shit is still far from over.
If you kick a dog long enough, he will turn and bite you. They've kicked us long enough, and now we're starting to bite people.
They throw the tag, that's we throw it right back. Spin the block and we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Seven cops down, they don't like that.
Damn, damn.
This Baltimore City, bitch, we fight back.
No.
Lock my mans up and he'll be right back.
Back.
I'd rather bear arms and throw my hands up.
Woo.
Oh, they bout to send the troops in. When the sun go down, we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Right back.
Right back.
Right back. All my comrades, we'll be right back.
Back.
Right back.
Back.
Right back. Grab the gas mask, we'll be right back.
Woo.
Right back. Right back. Fuck the curfew, we'll be right back. Yeah, they made us disperse, but we'll regroup and we'll be right back. Cops killing us, now they blaming us. Why the hell you think the city flaming up? Cops posted at the mall though. Oh, I guess my life ain't got a price tag. Yeah, y'all done opened up the right bag. I'm talking all black with the black mask. I just ordered them some shoulder pads. Ready for whatever, boy, you know it's bad. Thought that a cop car burnt up. They done got the whole hood worked up. I see a heat wave yelling surf's up. Baltimore City will be turned up. Fight back, fight back. Fuck the system, we don't need a system. Fight back, fight back. Fuck the pigs and whoever sent them.
Here in Montreal, the past months has seen ramped up repression against students, particularly comrades holding it down at UQAM or the University of Quebec in Montreal. But as serious as this repression has been, it still pales in comparison to the violence faced by many activists in the global south. A prime example of this is Mexico, where last September, 43 students were kidnapped by police and haven't been heard from since. To learn more about this painful situation, I recently caught up with Hilda, mother of Jorge Antonio Tizapa Leguideño, one of the missing Normalista students, who is currently touring the continent with other parents and Normalista students. Hey Hilda, how are you?
Bien.
So, what is the goal of your tour?
Pues la meta de esta gira es difundir todo.
The goal of this tour is to broadcast all the human rights violations that the Mexican government inflicts on their people, above all to the poor people, to indigenous people, and to students.
Las personas indígenas y a los estudiantes.
Can you tell me about your son, Jorge? Who is he and what was he doing before he got kidnapped?
Jorge es un joven de 20 años.
Jorge is a 20-year-old young man. He's the father of a 1-year-old baby. He has to work and study so that he can get ahead. His dream is to be a teacher, and all that he wants is to serve the people, to teach children in the most remote and poor communities, and to teach children, above all, that they are human beings, and dispel the notion that because we are indigenous, we are less. He is a good human being, he is a very happy guy, and he is my son, and I love him, and I'm going to keep looking for him.
And who are the normalistas?
The normalistas are students with a social vision. They fight against all the injustices committed by the government. They protest when the government harms the people, and they don't allow injustices, and because of that, the government has attacked them.
And why is the government so afraid of the normalistas?
Because they are in a school of social conscience, where they don't accept abuses. When there's abuses by the authorities, they protest against the government, and the government doesn't like it when people call them out. But they are conscious people who open the eyes of those of us who are sleeping and don't speak up.
The Mexican government says that your sons are dead, yet y'all say that they're still alive. What makes you think that?
The government maintains this position because they are insensitive beings, but us as parents can't say that our sons are dead. First, because the Mexican government lied to us from the beginning. When our sons disappeared, they said they were finding mass graves in Iguala, and then sent a press release to the media saying that our sons were in those graves. They deceived us once, but they can't keep deceiving us. We don't believe in their rewriting of history. There are forensic scientists that told us that it was impossible that those holes were dug then, that it was raining that night, and that lots of material was needed to make those graves. And that's why we are still looking for them alive, and we don't believe their version.
Disappearances in Mexico are more commonplace nowadays, but there's hardly the riotous reaction that the normalista disappearance propelled. Why do you think that is?
Because people realize that we can't continue like this. There's more than 26,000 disappearances in Mexico, and if we keep allowing it, this is going to continue. All the people who are sensitized to this are folks with families, and they don't want this to happen to them. Our struggle is to find our sons and to put a stop to this, because we don't want people to go through the suffering we are experiencing.
In Mexico, people blocked highways and airports, attacked the offices of the ruling party, and the president's palace. What do you think about these tactics?
We have no other way to express ourselves. We organize marches, assemblies, we block roads. It's a desperate situation for us parents. Any parents will understand this. We are looking for our children, and we're going to do whatever it takes, because it's a heavy despair we are feeling. We tried peaceful avenues, and all we got was aggression from the government.
Here at the University of Quebec in Montreal, students have been facing political repression in the hands of the government, the university, and the police. Do you have a message for these students?
It's important that they continue in the struggle to defend their ideals, and more importantly, not allow themselves to be stepped on. They are students, and they must defend their rights. The government is always going to do whatever they want, so as students, they must act consciously and defend their ideals.
Thanks, Hilda. And that was it for this edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It on FUFine. If I had arms, I would hug all the comrades who uploaded digital currency to our PayPal account to aid in making this discotheque of disorder ignite. So, big gratitude to Emily, Andrew, Hanson, Marisol, Michael, Timothy, Kirk, Lydia, Catherine, Justina, Jared, Renzo, Thomas, Breton, Sam, Alejandra, Audrey, Ricky, Julia, Gregory, Sarah, Samantha, Jugface, Edward, Patrick, Steven, Shannon, Christian, Kyle, Dylan, Miguel, Kobe, Francois, Valentin, Benjamin, Jennifer, Claire, Mallory, Andres, Justin, Monica, Maurizio, Garrick, Robin, Noemi, Kristen, Chris, John, Colleen, Deda, Raul, Chris, Steven, Raster, Alexander, Bruce, Attila, Desi, Blade, Carly, Serena, Jonathan, David, Jan, Andrew, Bear, Martin, Jeffrey, Peter, Gabriel, Ranko, Daniel, Ashley, and Samantha, Cochinita Pibil. I also want to thank the newest members of the Da Conspiracy. Buzz, Henry, Jonathan, Crabgrass, Joshua, and Anarchy Andrew. Wachinango. Finally, Submedia is teaming up with Insurgent Projections to bring you the Anarchist Film Festival during the Montreal Anarchist Book Fair. So, If you are up in these parts on May 22nd to the 24th, come check it out. For details on that, to comment on this show, for the playlist of the tracks we use, or to subscribe to our podcast, just visit my fucking website, stimulator.tv. And remember, our masks are not used to conceal our identity, but to reveal it.
Right back, right back. All my comrades will be right back. Right back, right back. The whole West Side will be right back. Right back, right back. The whole East Side will be right back. Right back, right back. Fuck the curfew, we'll be right back.